Well, hey guys, welcome to Discoveryland and Quest Online. I'm so glad you're here with myself, Kayla, and Alexa. And look, we have a flashlight, okay? You know what? You ever make shadow puppets with these as a kid?
Oh,
you know,
of
who
course.
Didn't, right?
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so yeah, these things are. It's not working.
Why not?
I don't know. Here, you try. Maybe you can.
Okay. Maybe we need to shake it.
Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah, give it a good. Yeah.
Still nothing. Or maybe if we tap it.
Yeah. Yeah, get it.
It still won't turn on. Are we missing something?
Batteries. Does it have batteries? Let me see. Do we have any? Hold on, just check really quick. No, no. Are there any batteries in? Oh,
good.
Got it. Yeah, here, let's try this.
Okay.
All right, we're gonna. Let's see. I don't know if there's any more in here.
Wait!
Hey!
Look at this!
It worked!
Hallelujah.
Look at that. Knew we were missing something.
Why do you think the flashlight works now when it did it just a minute ago? Flashlights need power from batteries to work, right? A flashlight uses electricity to make the light shine. But we don't plug in a flashlight. It works by using a battery.
That's right. And all the power needed to make the electricity is stored inside that battery. And the power is always there, whether the flashlight is turned on or not, right? It's there. But when the flashlight is turned on, we can see the power of the battery, and it's working, right? We can actually tell, right?
Yep. So in today's part of God's big story, Jesus shows his awesome power when he heals two people. But similar to how electric power is always in the battery, Jesus' power is always there, whether we see it showing at the time or not. He's strong, in charge, and has amazing ability to do things nobody else can do. So today's wonder truth is that Jesus is powerful.
That's right. All right. So before we get into today's story, let's pray. God, thank you that you are here with us. Lord, thank you that you are powerful and you show us that in our lives. Lord, we pray that we would learn more about your power in today's story through the Holy Spirit. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. As more people heard about Jesus and the miracles he was performing, large crowds continued to gather wherever he went. He healed the sick, he gave sight to the blind, and he even freed a man from being controlled by an evil spirit.
Yeah, Jesus did some amazing things, but sometimes he'd get interrupted, right?
Yep.
Have you ever been in the middle of something and gotten interrupted, right? This is sometimes feels maybe annoying or maybe even a little frustrating, can kind of make us a little angry, but Jesus got interrupted and instead of being angry, he had compassion and used those interruptions as an opportunity to show God's power.
Yeah. So sometimes those who are healed follow Jesus like Bartimaeus, a man Jesus healed so he could see. Other times Jesus instructed people to return home and to share how they had been healed. This way they could spread the message of God's healing love.
Often while Jesus was going through his day, he was interrupted. During today's part of God's big story, we will follow the ropes as if it is the road that Jesus is walking on. And we'll pause every time Jesus is interrupted and do a would you rather question.
So once when Jesus crossed the Sea of Galilee by boat, a large crowd waited for him on the other side. A man named Jairus approached. Jairus was a leader at the synagogue, the place where the Jews went to worship.
All right, here we are. First interruption. Okay, so let's see here. Oh, this one. Yep. All right. Would you rather travel with a big group of people or a small group of people? Pretty big.
That is. Yeah. So everywhere Jesus went, he attracted big crowds of people because of the miracles that he did. So some Jewish authorities thought Jesus's teachings went against the Jewish law. They didn't like Jesus and they challenged his messages. And as a Jewish leader himself, Jairus, the man who stopped Jesus, would have known all of this, but his daughter was very, very sick. And none of that mattered to him now because he knew Jesus could heal her. Jairus fell at Jesus' feet.
Yeah, he said, "Please come." He was begging Jesus, "My little daughter is dying. If you place your hands on her to heal her, then she will live." And so Jesus, he went with Jairus. Once again, a large crowd, they began to follow him, right? And there was a sick woman in the group who had been bleeding for 12 years. I think some of them aren't even 12 years old, right? That's a long time. She had spent all her money on doctors trying to get better, but her sickness had only gotten worse.
Here's another interruption. Let's read the next one. Would you rather talk to Jesus or just follow and listen?
Okay, all right.
I wonder whether the woman just wanted to listen to Jesus or whether she thought she might get to talk to him.
Yeah.
Let's find out what happens next.
So the woman heard about Jesus, heard about how he had the power to heal people, and she knew if she could just get close enough to touch Jesus, she would be healed. So she worked her way through the big crowd, reached out, and touched just the edge of his clothes.
And immediately her bleeding stopped. Isn't that amazing? And she could feel that her suffering was over. So Jesus knew right away that some of his power had been released. Turning to the crowd, he asked, "Who touched my clothes?"
And the disciples, they were pretty confused by this because, right, you ever been in a large crowd of people? You're bumping into people all the time. So they're like, Jesus, a bunch of people probably touched you. You're in the middle of a crowd. But still, Jesus looked around and he knew there was someone specific who reached out on purpose. And so he wanted to see who that was. The woman, she knew she was the one who had been healed. She knew she was the one Jesus was looking for. And so, trembling with fear, she fell to the ground at his feet and told him what happened.
Jesus said to her, "Dear woman, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. You are free from your suffering." That's amazing. The woman was healed, and Jesus even welcomed the interruption. So, speaking of interruptions.
Last one?
Yep, last one.
Oh, okay. Let's see. All right. Would you rather know Jesus's plan or just go with the flow? That's tough. Oh, man. Going with the flow can be kind of difficult sometime. Let's see what Jairus and the man whose young daughter was dying. Let's see what he does.
So just then, some people came to Jairus' house and informed her that his daughter was dead. They told him to stop bothering Jesus. And after all, what was the point in asking Jesus to heal her when she's already died? But overhearing this, Jesus talked to Jairus and said, "Don't be afraid, just believe."
That's right. Jesus went to Jairus' house and with three of his closest friends and disciples, Peter, James, and John, into the room where the little girl had been. The home was a scene of confusion. People were weeping. People were crying. Imagine they must have been so sad, upset. But they entering the house, Jesus asked why everyone was so upset. He asked them that, and he told them that the child wasn't dead. She was only sleeping.
The people laughed at such a ridiculous statement. Why would he be asking that? Of course you're going to be sad if someone dies. But then Jesus made everyone leave the house. And so only the girls' parents, Peter, James, and John, were allowed inside. Jesus took the 12-year-old girl's hands and said, "Little girl, I say to you, get up."
And immediately the girl stood up and started to walk around. Everyone was filled with wonder by what they had just seen happen. Jesus was interrupted three times, and those around Jairus even told him not to bother Jesus anymore. But Jesus wasn't bothered at all. Instead, he showed his power.
Our wonder truth today is Jesus is powerful. So where did you see our wonder truth in action in this story?
What amazed you the most about this part of God's big story?
Now imagine for a second that you were in the crowd that day. What would you have seen and heard? What would you have felt when the sick woman was healed? What do you think you would have, do you think you would have believed it when you heard that Jesus healed the girl? Why or why not?
Yeah. And what maybe did you find yourself wondering about this story? Anything that didn't make sense or is confusing?
Jesus is powerful. It's true, but there's more. The powerful Jesus who can heal the sick and raise the dead loves you. Isn't that amazing? Let's just take some time to think about how powerful Jesus is and that he loves us.
That's right. During our respond time today, we're going to practice a way of praying where we slow down to think about God.
So let's take a few deep breaths together. One more.
Yeah.
And so I would encourage you just to keep on breathing slowly as you just sit there with your eyes closed.
That's right. So what we're going to do is we're going to say something about who Jesus is. And after we finish the sentence, we'll all say together, Jesus loves me. As you do this, really think about how much Jesus loves you. You can even trace a heart with your finger on the couch or on your hand or right in front of you. And if you need to peek or keep your eyes closed, either is fine when you're tracing.
Jesus is powerful always, everywhere, and all the time. Jesus loves me.
Jesus is powerful because all things were created through him and for him. Jesus loves me.
Jesus is powerful because he's greater than anyone else. Jesus
loves me. Jesus is powerful because he can do amazing things that nobody else can. Jesus loves me.
Jesus is powerful and he loves us. Jesus loves me.
May each of us always remember that Jesus is powerful and that he loves us.
So it's time for our blessing now. So if you just want to hold out your hands like you're receiving a gift from God. You are loved by God every moment of every day. When things are going well, may you remember that Jesus is powerful and that he loves you. When things are not going well, may you remember that Jesus is powerful and he loves you. Jesus is powerful and Jesus loves you always.